It was an impulse. Hendrika Ksyvonos was still hesitating when she saw her hand reach out and press the brake. "Ladies and gentlemen," she shouted at the top of her voice, "this tram is not going any further." She feared the passengers would lynch her, but Tram 15 burst into applause. Following her lead, two buses stopped in the opposite lane. It was the 15th of August, 1980. The regional transport company had joined a wave of strikes that were rolling across Poland in response to the rising costs of living and the political repression of the strikers. The authorities cut the phone lines to disable communication between the striking companies. And so, the next morning, Hendrika Ksyvonos showed up in person at the Gdańsk shipyard, one of the most powerful centers of the strikes, to share her news. To her dismay, she landed just as the regional transport company was joining the strike, the shipyard workers had decided to end theirs. The management of the shipyard had met its workers' demands. But Hendrika Ksyvonos couldn't take this news back to her colleagues at the tram depot. Everyone was counting on the shipyard's support. Furious, she leapt up onto a forklift truck. "You mustn't end the strike now," she yelled. "The authorities won't take on the shipyard because it has power, but we can't cope on our own. My trams can't take on the tanks. They'll squash us like insects." A man with a moustache walked up to her. His name was Lech Wałęsa. "All right," he said. "We'll make this a solidarity strike." And that was how Solidarność began, a social movement that overthrew authoritarian communism in Poland and cracked the Eastern Bloc open. Clutching your coffee in the usual weather, you wait sleepily at your tram stop for the everyday repetition of everything. One day, maybe it is drizzling, a tram of history arrives. It is never the case that everyone jumps aboard. Some people hate mass transit and would only ever travel by car. Others are used to walking in the drizzle. But this is the magic of democracy as a means of public transport. If enough people get on board, everyone is taken to the future. I remember waiting, excited, at the Danziger Straße tram stop in Berlin. It was a sunny Sunday. On the 26th of September 2021, the city shimmered in the Indian summer, and 1 million people decided to take 36 billion euros worth of housing away from big finance. A total of 59.1% of Berliners voted yes in a referendum to expropriate more than 240,000 apartments owned by stock-listed multi-billion euro corporations. Most of these apartments were once publicly owned. They were privatized for knockdown prices in the noughties. Now, Berliners want to socialize them, to turn them into a democratically managed commons. Imagine this. 240,000 investment properties will be withdrawn from corporate asset portfolios and restored to their primary function, as people's homes. A new public institution will distribute and manage this housing in a democratic way, catering to the needs of all Berliners, not just the current tenants. The city will compensate the corporations for the property, but at well below current market prices. The rents must be affordable. Expropriating multi-billion euro corporations might sound like a revolution, but no one is storming the Reichstag. The social movement Deutsche Wohnen und Co. Enteignen, DWE, won the referendum by following established democratic procedures. The 1 million yes votes for socialization came from across the political spectrum. The weapon with which Berliners will expropriate the stock-listed corporations is peaceful but powerful. It's the German constitution, das Grundgesetz.